text and the district, accusing them of failing to tell authorities of the suspected abuse. The suspect, Cesar Morales, hasn't yet been arrested. In Peekskill, police have arrested an Ossining man and registered sex offender convicted in a rape in 1991 who failed to notify officials that he moved. In fact, he moved several times, police say. Gilbert Long faces misdemeanor charges of failure to annually verify his address and failure to notify of an address change. He was nabbed at Elvis Place in Ossining, where he's said to be living now. May not be too much longer before remaining Con Edison customers in Westchester get the lights back on. About 470 at last report are still out from the big storm. The utility says once the homes pass inspection, the lights should come back. While surveying the storm damage at his liquor store, a Hartsdale shopkeeper, who happens to be a huge Yankees fan, had his spirits lifted by a phone call. The story from WFAS reporter Pam Pusa.
Robert Troy, who owns Hartsdale Wines and Liquors, got an A-Rod-style pep talk from Yankee skipper Joe Torre. Troy says the phone call made his day and gave him a brighter outlook. Yankee pitcher Andy Pettit also offered Troy some words of encouragement. Troy's wife works at a doctor's office that treats Torre. I'm Pam Pusso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
WFAS News Time 6:05. Any problems on the roads? Let's get the latest on that from Craig Shankman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. And 287 West, an accident on the shoulder right near Exit 6. Tap and see some slow pockets north heading to Rockland Plus. Got some sun glare. The ride south is good for us, and no delays at the Tarrytown Toll Plaza. 95, not bad north and south, heading to New Rochelle. No delays on mass transit. Your update is brought to you by Shell Fuels. Low-quality gasolines can allow gunk to form inside your engine. Shell gasolines stop the gunky buildup. Shell, made to move. And for looking at your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Tommy Ells.
This dismal weather pattern we have seen since last weekend will finally begin to break. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 40. Mostly sunny Friday, milder, 60 to 65. Clear at 9:35 to 40. Saturday, sunny, warmer, 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, unseasonably mild in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Tommy Ells from the WFAS Weather Center.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight our guest is Rob Grubman. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Bernie. How you doing?
We're doing great. Rob's a CPA from Grubman Associates. And it really is an apropos time to have a CPA on. April 19th, we just got finished, hopefully, with a tax filing season for individuals. And, of course, everybody knows, Rob, that you can't get an accountant to appear as a guest on a radio show before April 15th, right?
That's a fact, yes, that's for sure.
So how is tax season this year?
Brutal.
Yeah, things are tough. Now, Grubman Associates, is that located in Manhattan?
Yeah, we're in Midtown Manhattan in the shadow of Grand Central Station.
And you're a local Westchester boy, right?
Yeah, I currently live in Somers, New York.
How's the commute?
You know, some days good, some days bad. Not on Monday when the storm hit.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of things that, you know, maybe came up that we've been reading about in the papers. Lots of our listeners, especially here in Westchester County, where we've got maybe people paying a lot of New York State income taxes, might be getting the bad news from their accountant this year that they're subject to the AMT. First of all, what does AMT stand for, and how does that work?
It stands for Alternative Minimum Tax, and what it basically is a parallel system of taxation. You first calculate your taxes using the regular system, taking off itemized deductions and exemptions, and then your tax is recalculated, adding back certain items. Of course, one of them being state and local taxes, which throw a lot of people into the alternative minimum tax situation.
So that's why people who are in high income tax states are more prone to the AMT than others?
Well, they sort of call it the blue state tax.
I see. So what the government does is it's sort of like they get you from behind. You think you're paying one tax rate, and then you're really paying a higher rate.
That's correct. And what's been happening the last few years is that they've increased the exemptions of alternative minimum tax, but every year the law's been sunsetting. So it requires Congress rushing back in the fall in order to bring those exemptions back up to the higher level. So it's making tax planning very difficult.
So for 2007 tax year, which we'll have the privilege of filing our returns in April of 2008, they still haven't raised the exemption for the AMT?
Not for 2007 yet, but I assume that, that's going to happen sometime during the year.
So people who are subject to the AMT, Rob, and we're speaking with Rob Grubman from Grubman Associates, is there anything they can do, or they just wave the white flag?
Well, I mean, it requires some tax planning. I mean, the general rules of taxation is defer income, accelerate deductions. But in some cases, you know, if you can, you may want to defer paying your state and local income taxes to the next year if your income's going to be higher, so you can avoid the some of the alternative minimum tax.
And when would you make that decision? In April, or is that something that's done later on in the year?
Generally, we do that for our clients, in December when we're doing year-end tax planning.
So at Grubman & Associates, which is based in Manhattan, having a relationship with your accountant doesn't necessarily mean sending in your tax materials and then not talking to them until next year.
Well, our best clients are the ones that we have a dialogue with during the year, particularly business owners we have an ongoing relationship with, but some of our other clients, some of our high net worth clients, we're in contact with constantly.
And generally, how often would you talk to some of your better clients during the year?
At least two or three times.
And when you're talking to them, it's always about trying to minimize their taxes, or are there other things that they talk to you about?
Well, it's usually minimizing taxes and various strategies, for instance, looking into their pension plans and trying to run illustrations to see if we could increase their pension deductions and ultimately, reduce their taxes.
Now, I guess nobody can help seeing on the TV and the Internet and the radio some of these tax preparation firms that will say, we'll guarantee you a refund. I mean, technically speaking, the bigger the refund you got, that probably means you weren't too good at planning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you are flat, if you don't owe the government anything and they don't owe you anything, you've done a great job tax planning.
So what's the problem with, getting too big of a refund? Why is that generally bad if you're always getting a big refund?
Well, generally what you've done is you've given the government an interest-free loan for the year. That money could have been available to you, and you could have put it, even if you had it in a conservative investment like your bank account, you could have been earning 5% on that money during the year.
So basically you're really just getting your own money back.
Exactly.
Without interest.
Exactly.
So if you've gotten a big refund this year, would you be inclined to maybe sit down? If you had a client who got a big refund this year, would you be inclined to sit down with them and try to figure out why and maybe try to reduce it for next year?
Generally, that's what we would suggest. I mean, it's interesting. There are people, even though it financially doesn't make any sense, it's like a psychological thing. Like they look forward to, it's like a forced savings account. They get that refund and they go, okay, now I could do my gardening and hedges and lawn for the spring.
I was reading in the paper recently that the average refund's about $2,400. So certainly can do some gardening with that. And I guess I can understand the psychological value here that you get a check from the IRS, but still, you could have put that money in the bank and the stock market and earned more than 0% interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess to each his own. So some people like refunds, others not.
Right, right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, we talked about filing tax returns, and I guess this year they were due on April 17th. Why was that? How come it wasn't April 15th this year?
Well, I'm going to let you in on something. Originally, the due date, if it falls, April 15th falls out on a weekend, then it goes to the next business day. Now, April 16th was Patriots Day in Massachusetts. That's the IRS filing center for the Northeast, and therefore it was extended to the next day, which was the 17th. However, Monday, we had a big storm, as everyone knows, and a lot of flooding, and originally IRS extended the filing date to April 19th. This morning, or last night, they extended it to April 26th. So if you have not filed because of the flood and the storm, you have till April 26th to file in the Northeast.
And when you mean you have an extension to file, you mean that they'll treat it as if you filed it on time and not assess you interest or penalties?
Correct. You must write the words April 16th storm on top. and the return.
It says the Northeast. So is that, did they find the Northeast as particular states, or they left it open?
It is so open to interpretation. It's amazing.
So you could be in Virginia.
Yeah, and your accountant could be in New York. And
that could be the reason.
Exactly.
All right, so this is a good tip for people to know instead of having to pay the interest and the penalties. Now, does it matter how you file? I mean, are a lot of people filing these days on the computer, e-file?
Well, what happened for, you know, tax practitioners like myself is starting a year ago, New York State mandated that any accounting firm preparing more than 200 tax returns had to e-file. This year, for 2006, anyone filing 100 returns or more had to e-file. So we basically have made all our clients e-file.
And that means that you don't send them a package with instructions saying send this certified mail to the IRS? What do you send them?
There's actually two ways of filing. One way is using the IRS PIN program, and it's just generating two forms, and you just sign those forms and send them back to us, and we upload the return. The alternative is if someone has a lot of Schedule D transactions, meaning capital gains and losses, many, many pages, the accountant may not want to stick that, put all those transactions into the tax return. He may want to summarize it. There's another form that could be sent in with a copy of those gains and losses, but you also upload the return first, and then the accountant mails that page in.
So you can e-file part of the return and mail in a schedule?
Correct.
Now, why would you want to do it? You said the accountant might want to, for some reason, not upload the Schedule D. Why not?
Well, for instance, I'll give you an example. This year, on April 1st, we were retained by a new client, and he had 650 buys and sells during the year, and the cost of us putting that in would be so prohibitive.
Oh, you mean the actual cost of inputting it?
Yeah, putting in every line, like, you know, date acquired, date sold, sale price.
Did he have a day job, too, this guy?
Yeah, he did, actually.
I hope he's not working for my company.
Yeah, and it's interesting, he didn't make any money doing it. So.
Still, 650 trades? Boy, oh, boy. We're talking with Rob Grubman from Grubman Associates, an accounting firm based in Manhattan. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Brene Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains, New York. And we're speaking with Rob Grubman from Grubman Associates, and Rob's a certified public accountant. And Rob, tell us, what does it mean to the general public to be a certified public accountant?
Well, it's interesting. The designation has evolved. I mean, a CPA license is a license to audit, but that has now extended over many years into taxation and other areas.
Do all accountants have to be certified?
Well, it's interesting. A tax preparer does not have to be a certified public accountant. A tax preparer doesn't even have to be anything, really.
Now, why would somebody go to somebody who's certified versus somebody who's not?
You know, there's certain reason you want to go there. It shows a commitment. It shows education. It shows the fact that a CPA must have gone to college, passed a rigorous exam. We also are required by New York State to do 40 credit hours a year of continuing education. So we're right on top of the law.
So somebody who's not a CPA could have technically gone to college and gotten a liberal arts degree and then hung out their shingle and said, I'm an accountant?
That's correct. They can't certify an audit.
But they could do your tax return.
That's correct.
So when you see people advertising on TV and the internet that the tax return is going to cost $49, perhaps you're not getting the same job you would have gotten if you went to a CPA.
Cheap is dear, you know, in this business.
So I'm sure the listeners want to know, what should it cost to get a return done? Is it based on how many pages, how much money you have?
Well, you know, our firm, we charge basically on a rate schedule or hourly, whichever is greater. You know, there's a wide variety prices out there. It really depends, you know, where the firm's located. I mean, you know, our average return is probably at least $500 or $600, you know.
And it could go up if, like, you had 650 transactions to enter on a Schedule D?
Yeah, I mean, we have some tax some personal income tax returns that are several thousand dollars.
And what happens, you know, you prepare the return, and, you know, the IRS will potentially audit. Maybe they audit 1 or 2% or maybe even less of the returns, but somebody's in that 1 or 2%. And what happens if it's one of your clients?
Well, generally what we recommend is that our client retains us to represent them before Internal Revenue Service because we're experienced at it.
And that's a separate fee?
That's separate. That's strictly by the hour. We just have no idea how long that's going to take.
So the way it would work is somebody would receive a letter?
Yeah, usually, you know, we receive a letter, panic.
You get it or the client?
The client gets it, gets the letter, and sometimes we'll, you know, someone will find my home telephone number in the phone book and call me on a Sunday night at 11 o'clock in a panic.
When you're out on your yacht?
I'm an accountant after all.
No, that's true. That's right. Okay. That's right. The accountants are the profession where the clients are always richer, right?
Right, exactly.
So seriously, so you get a letter from IRS, and then they basically just turn it over to you and you deal with all the negotiations?
That's correct. I mean, about 95% of the letters are what we call matching letters, like you had a bank account and you earned interest and somehow it didn't get to us to be put on the tax return, and those are easily resolved.
So the client forgot to give you a 1099 or something like that?
Correct.
Or 1098, whatever they're called.
1099.
Yeah. Got it right the first time. That's the CPA in me.
Right, exactly.
All right, so, and that happens sometimes, and I guess if you have a client who's a regular client who's been going to you for many years, you might even be able to say, hey, Jack, what happened to the 1099 from this bank or stock company, because you'd have it in your records.
Right. It's interesting. It was one of the first things I learned when I came into this profession 23 years ago, was that if you saw a brokerage statement one year and you didn't see it the next year, you always went back the previous year to see if there was capital transaction sale of stock that would have made that account cease to exist.
Right, so you might be able to uncover a loss.
Correct.
Now, if people have losses from the sale of stocks, I know from the dot-com era people probably had losses, can they offset that against their wages?
Well, the way it works is losses are offset against gains. And to the extent that they exceed your gains, you're allowed to deduct $3,000 per year against ordinary income, and then the remainder is carried forward.
So if you had in the following year, let's say you lost a lot of money one year, and the next year you made a lot of money, you could offset the losses from year one against the gains from year two?
That's correct.
That's a pretty good deal.
Not a bad deal.
And how long can you carry this forward for?
I believe it's indefinite.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you certainly don't want to forget about those. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, April 15th. We talked about the extension. Let's say somebody just forgets. They don't, you know, they don't file it on time. What kind of interest and penalties are we talking about?
Well, you know, unfortunately, late filing penalty is 5% per month.
Wow.
And it maxes out at 25%. If you haven't paid your taxes, late payment penalty runs concurrently, which is 0.5% a month. They both max out together totally at 25% plus whatever the statutory interest rate is.
Now, as an accountant, you know, as a certified public accountant, Rob, why do people file late? What do they tell you? What's their excuse? My dog ate it? I mean, why do they file late?
I think that's the biggest stress in my business is that people just drop. They don't want to deal with their taxes. It's a necessary evil, you know. It's not like going out and playing a round of golf.
Well, that's pretty evil for me. I don't know about you. You must be pretty good.
I'm terrible.
Because I'd rather do my taxes than play golf. I'm just kidding.
That's the CPA in you.
So people just don't like, but even if they know there are consequences?
Yeah, I mean, they always expect us to bail them out. I mean, we try to accommodate them, but they come in at a certain point, and it's, you're going on extension. We don't have a choice.
Okay, so if I drop my stuff off in your office on April 14th, you put me on extension.
Yes.
And how long is the extension?
Extension is for 6 months from date of filing or October 15th.
All right, so there's no longer, they used to have a deal, I think, where you got till August. They don't play that game anymore?
Starting the previous year, they consolidated into one extension for 6 months, which, you know, made it easy for the accounting profession. We didn't have to do double paperwork.
Right, so you had to do one extension. I remember because this happened to me once. You had to do an extension in August and then, you know, get another one until October.
Right, and you'd always had to write the second one had to have a reason. It was like, information necessary to prepare this return is not yet available.
That always worked, right?
Always worked.
So now you just get a straight shot 6 months.
Correct.
Now, income tax returns are not the only kinds of returns out there, right? What other kinds of returns?
Oh, there's lots of them. There's corporation returns and S-corporation returns and partnership returns and estate tax returns and fiduciary returns. Did I miss any there, Bernie?
That sounds like a full boat to me. Does your firm handle all these?
Yes, we do.
So estate tax return would be like when somebody passes away?
Yeah, basically, if someone passes away in 2006 in their estate, their assets that they had were greater than $2 million, they're required to file an estate. They're not required. Their heirs are required to file an estate tax return.
And then pay estate taxes.
Correct.
Which are separate and different from the income taxes?
Correct.
Boy, being in the government sounds like a pretty good business.
Estate tax is a pretty high tax rate.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Robert Grubman, who's a CPA from Grubman & Associates. And we're just talking about some of the tools of the trade here. And we're going to take a short break and be right back after this brief message.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Hello again, I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Rob Grubman, a CPA from Grubman & Associates. And Rob, tell us a little bit about how you get clients. Are these people who are calling up from the Yellow Pages, or how are you getting your clients?
Almost all of our clients are from referrals, from existing clients or attorneys or, you know, other business associates.
And does it ever get to the point where you have too many clients?
Well, sometimes we have too many clients that aren't good clients, but we're always looking for a few good clients.
Just like the old movie, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, give me the definition of a good client.
A good client is a client that wants to work with you in almost a partnership. I mean, you're partners. You work together. You help them. They provide the information. And hopefully they listen to some of your advice.
Well, that sounds like me. Now tell me about a bad client.
A bad client comes in, asks your advice, and then goes and does something differently, totally differently, without consulting with you.
And how do you find out about it?
Usually when they come in on April 14th, Bernie, with the transaction they shouldn't have done.
And then you talk to them about it, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, I did it anyway?
Exactly.
Now tell me why. I mean, the client's obviously entitled to do what they want with their money, and you prepare the return based on the documents they give you. So why is that so bad?
Because there could have been a lot of tax planning opportunities. There could be ways to reduce taxes and structure things differently. And, you know, if we're looking at it, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. We can't help them afterwards a lot of times.
All right, so you mentioned reducing taxes. Tell us about some of the ways that you can help your clients reduce taxes.
okay, well, obviously, again, not, you know, one thing is tax planning, making that decision when to pay, make, if you owe estimated taxes, whether you should pay the state and local taxes in the by the end of the year or the beginning of the year, of course, taking alternative minimum tax into account.
All right, so aside from the AMT, what are some of the most common deductions you might see on, I guess it would be a Schedule B?
Schedule A.
A. B is the income, right? A is the deduction.
We got to get you into some tax prep again.
I've been a lawyer too long.
Well, you know, obviously, charity has always been a big deduction. It's been a hot spot for the government. As you probably know, I think it was a year ago, they really started cracking down on donations of cars and changed the rules on that, where you could only take a deduction to the extent the charity was able to sell your car for, so you sort of had to wait around for that. And they've also been a lot of things coming out about documentation, getting letters now from the charities.
Now, there's two ways, generally, to make a gift to a charity. I mean, you can write a check, and I guess that it's indisputable, the amount of the check, right?
Well, they want you to have a letter now, too.
Oh, even if you write a check?
Yeah, yeah.
And is the letter something to say that you got nothing back? In exchange for the check, in other words, you got no goods or services?
Well, you know, what people used to do is they used to go into a charitable organization and write checks for things other than charity and then try to take them off. So usually the letter says that this is how much your charitable contribution is. You are right. If you go to, like, some kind of gala for a charity, they will tell you what your tax deductible
portion. If I go to, like, a $1,000 plate dinner at some country club, and the value of the dinner is $200, I can only deduct $800.
That is correct.
And so I would get some letter telling me that.
Yes.
And then I give that to my accountant, and then he deducts the $800?
Yes.
All right. Now, what happens, that seems like a straightforward situation, but, I got four kids. You know that, right?
Yes.
All right. So they're always, unfortunately, outgrowing clothes, and sometimes the younger ones don't want to wear their hand-me-downs. So, you know, we call up Salvation Army or some other local charity, and we tell them to go pick up the clothes. Do I get a deduction for that?
Yes, you get a deduction to the extent of the fair market value of the clothes.
What I paid for it when I bought them new?
What they're worth today.
So they're worth less today, I presume.
Yes, I mean, there's different ways of doing it. Usually, sometimes they will give you a valuation. Sometimes, you know, the clothing may be about a third of what you originally paid for it.
And who values it?
A lot of times it's left up to the taxpayer.
So I could say, well, I bought this shirt and it cost $100 and now I think it's worth $50?
Well, you know, we live in a self-reporting society and the burden is on us. If we're to be audited, we have to prove the value of that shirt, which could be difficult.
Now, speaking of being audited, I know we touched on it earlier. What does it mean when somebody says, I'm going to play the audit lottery?
I'm not aware of that expression.
It sort of means like, oh, I'm going to put my best guess then on the return and then hope that I don't get audited?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guessing going on out there, unfortunately.
Yeah, but people need to know that if there's not a reasonable basis for it, I guess, then they can have penalties and interest, right?
Exactly. You know, you really should try to document everything as well as you can. You just don't know when and if you're going to be audited.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a smart thing to do if you don't have the documentation.
Yeah, it doesn't.
All right, so other deductions in the last couple of minutes. I know we talked about charitable deductions. What about, I've been reading in the paper about this phone credit. Is this something we ought to be aware of?
Well, yes. It ranged, I think, between $30 and $60. If you wanted, you know, basically they gave you an automatic credit depending on how many dependents you had. But if you wanted to take the time and effort and dig through your phone bills for the last 4 years, you may have been able to get more of a credit. But most people didn't do that.
So it was a slam dunk for the $30 or $50, and if you wanted to spend the time, maybe you can get a little more?
Yes.
But everyone got it?
Everyone got it.
Now, okay, other deductions here. Now, is there some rule about sales taxes? I remember in the old days, and I'm probably dating myself, we used to be able to deduct sales taxes. Can you still do that?
You have an option now. If you could either deduct your sales tax or deduct your state and local income taxes on your Schedule A, you may want to consider that if you made a major purchase such as a yacht or an automobile.
So that's something you would go over with your accountant.
Exactly.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Rob Grubman, a CPA from Grubman Associates, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we're wrapping up here with Robert Grubman, a CPA from Grubman Associates. Okay, Rob, you've given us a lot of interesting information. I know some people favor the Internet. How would people get in touch with you on the web?
Well, our website is www.grubman.com.
And for those of us who prefer the phone?
Our phone number is area code 212-867-7832.
And you are accepting new clients?
All the time. Always looking for
good ones. Good ones, right?
Yes, good
so
ones.
If you're a good client.
Like yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll see everyone next week, next Thursday evening at 6:05, right here on Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney on WFAS AM 1230. Good night, everyone.
Perfect company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite.
WFAS. Rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230 WFAS.
one who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else, no one else. You'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Another love like mine. You keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no ifs and buts.
AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester Song Favorites. I'm Bob Barnum. Great song. It was a great Broadway musical, too, with ABBA and Mamma Mia. AM 1230 WFAS.
Fire within.
AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester's soft favorite. That is ABBA. I'm Bob Barnum. It is 6:44. Got Westchester Soft Nights coming up after 7 o'clock. Chris Clark and the Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 6, of course. And I'll see you tomorrow at 3. It is 6:44 right now. That's it. One more look at our roads this evening. WFAS, Westchester traffic. Craig, what's going on?
Bob, got two accidents. Connecticut Turnpike South, right near Exit 2 in Greenwich. So watch for that. Heading southbound. The ride north, a little slow. All due to rubbernecking. Not bad on 287. Minor accident cleared west, right near Exit 6. Tap and Z is fine. Both ways, no backups. And your update is brought to you by Santa Fe Packing Company Salsa and Con Queso. All natural Santa Fe Packing Company Salsa and Con Queso. For great recipe ideas, visit SantaFePackingCompany.com. Just the way you like it, find us in the Mexican food aisle. And this is Craig Schenkman on Westchester's Soft Favorites. AM 1230, WFAS.
And from the WFAS Weather Center, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, high is 65. Clear tomorrow night, 35 below. Sunday, sunny, warm, high 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high 75. Right now, it is 54 at Westchester Soft Favorites, AM 1230, WFAS.
AM 1230, WFAS. Always there when you need us. When breaking news happens in Westchester or around the world, we are there to cover it with news anchors Pam Puso and Jim Cleefield in the WFAS newsroom, the WFAS news team out on the street, and the worldwide resources of Fox News. Westchester has depended on AM 1230 WFAS for accurate, reliable information for over 75 years. We are in touch with your town, as well as the national and worldwide community. Great music and accurate information. We're the only radio station you'll ever need. AM 1230, WFAS.
Spring is in the air, and at Labriola Nursery and Landscaping, they're ready to help you with your landscaping and masonry needs. Let Labriola Nursery and Landscaping custom design your home or business. Their specialty is landscape design, including the installation of lawns, trees, bushes, and perennial grasses. Have Labriola Nursery and Landscaping create beautiful custom masonry projects, including sitting walls, retaining walls, patios, waterfalls, unilock, cobblestones, and brick pavers. They also provide driveway blacktop, seal coating, and automatic irrigation systems. Spring showers don't just bring flowers. They also bring leaky basements. Call Labriola Nursery and Landscaping for your complete waterproofing needs. Whatever your landscaping or masonry needs, give Labriola Nursery and Landscaping a call for a free consultation at 914-288-0882. That's 914-288-0882. Commercial accounts always welcome. Need more information? Visit them at their website, LabriolaLandscaping.com, to see what possibilities could be in store for your home or business. That's LabriolaLandscaping.com or call 914-288-0882.
PetSmart is turning 20. That's 140 in dog years. And you and your pet are invited to our birthday party on Tuesday, April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. Stop by to celebrate and meet other pets and their parents at your PetSmart. Get a free goodie bag, play games together, and receive a free commemorative frame with a photo of your pet and a party hat. A birthday party for you and your pet. PetSmart. PetSmart. While supplies last. See store for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So, notice anything different?
You cut your hair?
No.
Lost weight?
Watch it.
Okay, I give.
I painted the room.
Oh, what color was it?
Forget it.
Want to make a real difference with paint? The Home Depot knows how. We have all the latest colors and the technology to help you coordinate. Plus, now through April 25th, get 25% off all Behr Premium Plus paint, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Accounting, this is Charlie Ratcliffe.
Polish up your clubs, Charlie. I just signed us up to play golf in the Salvation Army's first annual golf outing.
Get out. Where? When?
Monday, May 14th at the Garrison Golf Club in Garrison. It's going to be a great day for golf.
And a great day for the Salvation Army, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, this golf outing's a great way for the Salvation Army to raise awareness of how they help the community. You see, they provide a network of daycare centers, soup kitchens, shelters, after-school programs, youth outreach programs. They're an integral part of the community. So like I said, this is a great way to let people know that. And to help raise funds so they can continue to provide the social services and programs the community needs.
Support the work of the Salvation Army by joining them in a day of golf at the Garrison Golf Club on Monday, May 14th. It's golf, lunch, and a silent auction, all to raise funds to help the Salvation Army continue their kindness and caring throughout the community. To learn more or to register to play or for sponsorship opportunities, call the Salvation Army at 914-620-6041 or visit SalvationArmyNewYork.org.
Rely on us for great music and friendly personalities. Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
WFAS.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. You
can't help singing along with all the great music on Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230 WFAS.
You never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway.
Anticipation.
AM 1230 WFAS.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone,
this one'll never sell, they'll never understand. I don't even sing it well, I try but I just can't. But I sing it every night, and I fight to keep it in, 'cause this one's for you, this one's for you. I've done 100 songs, from fantasies to lies, but this one's so real for me, that I'm the one who cries. And I sing it every night, and I fight to hide the tears, 'cause this one's for you, this one's for you. And things that used to be, and I wonder every night if you might just miss me too.
This is Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230, WFAS, White Plains, Westchester, a Cumulus Media station. It's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A preacher's wife charged with murder learns her fate.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Mary C. Winkler, guilty of voluntary manslaughter.
That's a lesser conviction, suggesting the crime was committed in an irrational state. Mary Winkler shot her minister husband in the back at their church parsonage in Selmer, Tennessee. The defense arguing the shotgun went off accidentally and that Matthew Winkler was abusive. One of the couple's three young daughters, a 9-year-old, testifying against her mother, saying she never saw any abuse. Today's